Good afternoon, everyone. This hearing will come to order. Chairman Miller had to return to Florida for a funeral, so I am assuming the chair today with the good graces of our chairman who is here. We are meeting to receive testimony from representatives of Arlington National Cemetery and the American Battle Monuments Commission, ABMC. You may recall that last April, the subcommittee held an oversight hearing on the Department of Veterans Affairs National Cemetery Administration. This hearing is the second part of the subcommittee's cemetery oversight agenda. Arlington National Cemetery is the nation's premier military cemetery. Arlington is the final resting place of war heroes, former presidents, Supreme Court justices, astronauts, and other individuals who have contributed to the armed services and our nation. Last year, Arlington Cemetery conducted over 4,000 internments and nearly 2,600 interments. In addition to welcoming millions of visitors annually, Arlington hosts many ceremonies which commemorate the service and sacrifice of men and women who have served in the United States military. The American Battles Monuments Commission, an independent agency of the executive branch, was established in 1923 to commemorate and memorialize the sacrifice of nearly 125,000 of the nation's war dead and 94,000 service members who are missing in action or lost or buried at sea. The Commission administers, operates, and maintains 24 permanent American military cemeteries, 25 federal monuments, memorials, and markers, and 4 non-federal markers. If you've seen the movie Saving Private Ryan, then you've seen the ABMC Cemetery at Normandy, France. However, there are 23 other cemeteries that are also awe-inspiring. Since Ms. Berkley or Mr. Udall is not here for their opening remarks, I'm going to turn to the chairman, Mr. Boyer, for any opening remarks that he may have, and then recognize Mr. Udall and Ms. Berkley when they arrive.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Mr. Metzler and Brigadier General Nicholson, I just want to thank both of you. You are stewards of our honored and sacred dead, and the manner in which you uphold the high standards of dignity on behalf of a country, I want to thank you for that. Mr. Metzler, you've been pretty busy lately, and each time that I find myself going over to Arlington, I also feel good, though, about the reception that you give the family, the families, but in particular the family. I have found it to be very orderly, and people really, they know that they're at a very sacred place, and they just wanted to follow the rules and follow the order. And what I've noticed is that you all handle that very, very well. And so I want to extend my compliments to you. With that, I yield back.
Since Mr. Udall and Ms. Berkley are not here, let's proceed directly to the panel, and with the forbearance of the minority, we'll try to accommodate them when they arrive. Thank you. We have one panel this afternoon. Mr. John Meltzer, Jr. is the superintendent of Arlington National Cemetery. Mr. Meltzer served 3 years in the United States Army, including a tour in Vietnam as a helicopter crew chief. He was appointed superintendent of Arlington in 1991, a post his father held from 1951 to 1972. We also welcome Brigadier General John Nicholson, secretary of the American Battle Monuments Commission. General Nicholson, a graduate of West Point, had a distinguished 30-year career in the Army as an airborne ranger. Prior to his appointment at ABMC, General Nicholson served as the Undersecretary for Memorial Affairs at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Gentlemen, welcome. We will hold our questions until each of you has testified. Obviously, your full statement can be submitted to the record, and it will be printed in the official record. Mr. Meltzer, please begin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Members of the other committee, thank you for this opportunity to testify before the subcommittee in support of the Department of the Army's Cemeterial Operation Program at Arlington and the Soldiers and Airmen's Home National Cemeteries. I'm testifying today on behalf of the Secretary of the Army, who is responsible for the operation, maintenance, and oversight of these two national cemeteries. Arlington National Cemetery is our nation's premier military cemetery, and it is an honor for me to be here today to represent this cemetery. On behalf of the Department of the Army, I'd like to express our appreciation for the support that Congress has provided to us over the years. Arlington continues to be a very busy operation, with over 4,000 interments in fiscal year 05 and more than 2,500 interments in the Columbarium during the same period. It is important to proceed with the expansion projects for Arlington National Cemetery in a timely manner so that there'll be no disruption for services for our deceased veterans and their families, and to relieve the significant crowding of our daily funeral services. Significant crowding is already occurring due to the ever-shrinking land availability at Arlington and the increased number of funerals. This sometimes can compromise the dignity of the funerals by distracting the families at the ongoing services nearby, as well as the disruptions caused by the daily maintenance required to be performed at new grave sites. At present, we are completing Land Development 90, Phase 1, which is developing the last 40 acres within the cemetery on the old South Fort Myer property along Route 110. This project, when completed, will develop 26,000 new grave sites. Phase 2, which will start later this year when completed, will have a new boundary wall and 5,000 niches within this boundary wall for cremated remains. Also this year, we'll begin construction of our 8th building at the Columbarium Complex. Finally, I'm happy to report to you that our visitation this year is in full operation, and we expect over 4 million visitors to tour the grounds at Arlington National Cemetery. Thank you.
Mr. Nicholson, that buzzer means that the votes have gone off, but we have several minutes before we have to leave, so we'll proceed as expeditiously as possible. General Nicholson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the subcommittee, thank you for inviting me to testify on behalf of the American Battle Monuments Commission. Our commission chairman, General Fred Franks, regrets he could not attend today's session due to illness, but wishes to submit his testimony for the record. I would like to make a few opening remarks that highlight the commission's mission, to give you an opportunity to know about our scope of our operation and to provide insight to the direction the commission is headed. As Secretary, it is my responsibility to direct the Commission's operations to ensure that we, as a nation, continue to honor appropriately the service, achievements, and sacrifices of America's armed forces where they fought. Since its creation in 1923, the Commission has served as a guardian of America's overseas commemorative cemeteries and memorials. We're committed to preserving the future generations, the 24 permanent memorial cemeteries and 25 monuments, memorials, and markers around the world that honor America's war dead, missing in action, and those who fought at their side, and doing so in a manner befitting their achievements and sacrifices. Our inspiration comes from words written more than 70 years ago by our first chairman, General of the Army's John J. Pershing, who promised that time will not dim the glory of their deeds. Remaining faithful to Pershing's promise and with a view to the future, we're focusing our energies and resources toward accomplishing our four strategic goals. Number one, to develop, operate, maintain, and improve the Commission's facilities as the world's best commemorative sites. Two, to value and invest in each employee. Three, to have the Commission's commemorative sites recognized worldwide as inspirational and educational visitor destinations. And four, to make the Commission's business and resource management the best in government. Contributing directly toward accomplishment of our third strategic goal is the work the Commission has done since 2002 to design and construct an interpretive center at the Normandy American Cemetery in France. This center will tell the story of the 9,387 American soldiers buried at Normandy and the 1,557 missing in action memorialized there. Construction is progressing well, and we plan to open the center by early summer 2007. As you travel abroad on subcommittee business, we invite you to visit our commemorative sites to see for yourselves the commitment our nation has made and continues to make toward maintaining our sacred trust to America's war dead and to their families. And we ask that you encourage your constituents to do likewise. The Commission's fiscal year 2007 appropriation request for $40.738 million supports our work toward accomplishing our strategic goals and continues our commitment to our worldwide mission and responsibilities. Our challenge is to sustain the high standards of excellence we have set in maintaining our commemorative sites as shrines to America's war dead. Concurrently, we plan to do a better job of telling the story of these uniquely splendid cemeteries and memorials. They inspire patriotism, they evoke gratitude, and they teach lessons of history to all who visit. We are grateful for the support we receive from the House. We trust you place in us, and your understanding of our operational needs ensures that we have sufficient resources when we need them to sustain our operations. I would like to close by introducing the members of my staff that accompany me today. Brigadier General William Lozinski, U.S. Army retired Executive Director and Chief Operations Officer. Guy Giancarlo, Director of Finance. Alan Gregory, Budget Officer. Tom Soule, Director of Engineering and Maintenance. And Mike Connolly, Director of Public Affairs. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This concludes my opening statement. I will be pleased to respond to your questions.
Thank you very much, General. I'm going to yield my time to the Chairman, Mr. Bouyer.
Thank you very much, Chairman, for yielding. I just have a question. Mr. Messler, do you have any unfunded requirements right now with regard to the submission of this budget that you just did for 07? Can you hit your microphone for me, please?
Excuse me. 07 will be a challenging year for us. The constraints that we are trying to work within will make it very challenging for us to continue to maintain the high standards at Arlington Cemetery. And right now, we are working to try to figure that out.
All right. Let me read between the lines, then. I need for you to help me define what the unfunded requirements are. So you know what it takes to run your business out there, and obviously you sent some submissions in, and they gave you a budget number. So
yes,
tell me what the differential was.
Well, sir, if I could just go back for a little history here,
sure.
If that's permitted. In fiscal year 05, our budget was about $28 million. Fiscal year 06, $32 million, and our submission for 07 was $26 million. Now, granted, the submission for 06 included two major construction projects that we're currently working toward. The challenge we're going to have, sir, is the operation and maintenance of the cemetery, in other words, keeping everything that we have on track, and also to be able to continue to improve the infrastructure, to continue to bring new things to the cemetery as we develop and push the boundaries of the cemetery out at the same time.
All right, to remove that challenge, what is your need?
My need, sir, is a challenge to continue to work with the administration to get that dollar amount to our construction projects as well as our O&M projects.
All right.
As we continue to meet the increase in costs that we're seeing right now with each contract year.
All right. That's wonderful. but I want you to work with the legislative branch for a moment. So tell me what your needs are. I mean, if I can come in and work with the chairman here and propose working with the Armed Services Committee and defense appropriators, and we're able to actually designate for Arlington, what am I supposed to designate?
Well, sir, it would be if we could maintain the level that we had in 06 and look at the increases proportionately for cost of living, that would keep our heads above water.
All right, what's that mean?
Well, our 06 appropriations was about $32 million.
Yes.
And the increase that we would have across the board on different projects, I don't know that I have a dollar amount or a percentage right now, but we seem to be seeing at least a 5% to a 10% increase on our current contracts that we lit each year.
All right. We'd like to work with you, and whatever we can do to increase the level of funding for you, we're going to work to do that.
Thank you, sir. I would look forward to working with your committee.
I also want to thank you. I think you're coming back here next week to testify once again to this subcommittee. Reference the demonstration bill that Mr. Rogers and Mr. Reyes has introduced.
Yes, sir.
And so I want to thank you for that. We're trying to block them at the pass. I think the last thing we want is for these demonstrations to show up on your doorstep. And
well,
I know you've got the procedures and all, and I just want you to know that as the committee has put this together, working with Mr. Reyes, we have, because these are federal lands of exclusive jurisdiction, we've sought to examine proportionality with regard to what level should these individuals be cited. And so we became comfortable with a Class A misdemeanor with the $100,000 fine and 1 year in jail. The Class A misdemeanor at the federal level is a lot tougher than it is at the state level. But to you, Mr. Metzler, and to Brigadier General Nicholson, we have narrowly tailored this to apply to our national cemeteries, so that we can set the standards of dignity and permit grieving families their rights and liberties, because they should not be infringed by someone else's abnormal behavior. So I want to thank you for coming over, not only today. We'll work on the budget numbers. Let me thank General Nixon, if you can extend also to your commission members, let me thank you for upholding the high standards that our sacred heroes deserve. With that, Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Before I close, I just want to make it clear to the minority, if they would like to submit for the record opening statements or questions, there will be questions that the committee will be submitting to you for the record, and we will await your answers. Apologize for having to close this hearing as quickly as we do, but we do have votes. I would just close by saying that we have a sacred honor and a duty to commemorate the men and women of the United States military, whether it's in a VA National Cemetery or in Arlington Cemetery or in ABMC Cemetery, the obligation remains the same. I appreciate your time, your candor, your thoughts today on what your organizations need to maintain and operate your facilities in a manner that reflects the service and sacrifice of those interred in these facilities. With nothing further, the hearing is adjourned.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, Ms. Berkley and Mr. Udall do have statements for the record.
Without objection, they'll be entered, and if there are any questions that they would like to submit, we're certainly happy to have them. So seeing nothing else, the hearing is adjourned, and I thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.